SNL calls Senator Katie Britt a crazy BTCH as Scarlett Johansson parodies her SOTA response. By Breitbart News on March 10, 2024. March 10, UPI, Scarlett Johansson unexpectedly appeared in a Saturday Night Live sketch this weekend, mocking Republican Senator Katie Britt's recent rebuttal to U.S. President Joe Biden's State of the Union speech. The show began with a cold open segment showing an exaggeratedly high-energy Biden, Mikey Day, addressing the country. Day's Biden reminded Vice President Kamala Harris, Punky Johnson, to stand frequently to support what he says, and he called Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, Michael Longfellow, a weirdo, chiding him for shaking his head every time Biden said my predecessor, referring to former President Donald Trump. When Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Heidi Gardner, yelled, boo, liar, at Biden while wearing a Make America Great Again hat and a t-shirt that said, say her name, a reference to Lakin Riley, a Georgia nursing student who was murdered while jogging allegedly by an illegal immigrant who previously had been arrested for several crimes and let go under lax new bail reform laws. After recoiling at the sight of her outfit, Biden said, whoa, Marjorie, thanks for dressing up tonight. Biden then went on to say he had seen a glimpse of Britt's rebuttal speech and thinks it will do more to help him win re-election against Trump than anything he might say. This is when Johansson appeared on screen as Britt. I have the honor of serving the great people of Alabama, Britt laughed. But, tonight, I will be auditioning for the part of Scary Mom and I'll be performing an original monologue called This Country is Hell. You see, I'm not just a senator. I'm also a wife and a mother and the craziest bitch in the Target parking lot, she added. I'm worried about the future of our children and that is why I have invited you into this strange, empty kitchen. She went on to describe Biden's speech as the performance of a permanent politician, then tried to convince viewers she is authentic. I'm not performing. I'm not. I'm not, she said, noting she is selling on QVC the cross necklace she is wearing before getting weirdly seductive for no reason and asking people if they are better off now than in 2020 when Trump was president and nothing bad happened. The clip has already gotten more than 1 million views on YouTube. Johansson's husband, Colin Yost, who is also one of the show's head writers, took aim at Britt as well during his weekend update news satire segment after declaring Biden kinda crushed it in his delivery of his great speech, even though the bar was very low. After a clip of Britt's rebuttal played, Yost described it as scenes from her one-woman show A Britt Much, the show critics are calling, Is She Okay? That was honestly some of the worst acting I've seen. And I've seen me, Yost joked. This weekend's episode was guest hosted by Johansson's Marvel Cinematic Universe co-star Josh Brolin, while Ariana Grande was the musical guest.